This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Constitutional Council to meet again to decide appointment of Chief Justice. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges socio-economic development of remote areas. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi sends a good health message to President Ramchandra Pautil, who is currently undergoing treatment in New Delhi. And at least 78 people killed in a crush at a school in the Yemeni capital Sana'a during distribution of charity for Ramadan. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Constitutional Council held yesterday in Singha Darbar discussed about the appointment of Chief Justice but failed to reach to a conclusion. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Tillamsinha said no substantive decision was made in the meeting, though the appointment of Chief Justice was the single agenda of the meeting. The meeting, held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, agreed to sit for a next round of dialogue for the decision. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Purna Bahadur Kharga said the issue would be finalised by the next meeting and its schedule was yet to be fixed. The post of Chief Justice has been lying vacant for months. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sent a message wishing a speedy recovery to President Ramchandra Pautil, who is currently undergoing treatment at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi. According to the Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi, the message was received yesterday. President Pautil travelled to India for treatment yesterday and is now under the observation of doctors at AIIMS. His health is said to be stable. The President's Secretariat said President Pautil was taken to India via an air ambulance of the Sri Airlines. Earlier on Tuesday evening, President Pautil had been admitted to the Thrivan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj after suffering some health complications. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government is committed to ensuring socio-economic development of remote areas of the country. Inaugurating a local festival in the Chum Valley of Gorkha yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal pledged to increase development and financial activities in remote areas. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also said the Chum Valley of Gorkha spread a message of peace and non-violence to the world. Prime Minister Dahal expressed the government's commitment to arranging policy-level management for the sustainable development of the tourism, infrastructure and sector in the Chum Valley. The House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the bill for investigation of abuse of authority, CIAA Third Amendment. A majority of the lower house members endorsed the proposal seeking consideration on the CIAA Bill Third Amendment 2077 Bikram Samvat that was received from the National Assembly with a message. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the bill in yesterday's House meeting on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Responding to the queries by the lawmakers on the proposal, Minister Sharma underlined the need to amend the Act for effectively preventing corruption in the context of changes in its forms. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Tillamsinha left for Russia yesterday, leading an 8-member parliamentary delegation. Chairman Tillamsinha left at the invitation of Speaker of the Federation Council of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, Valentina Matvienko. The Russian Council is the upper chamber of the Federal Assembly of Russia. During the visit, the National Assembly chairperson is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with the Russian Upper House Speaker Matvienko and with Russian Chairman of the State Duma of the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, Yachislav Volodin. National Assembly Chairperson Tillamsinha will also meet Russian government officials and state government officials. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahant has highlighted the country's energy sector as a major source for increasing the national income. In his address to the concluding session of the Power Summit 2023 in Kathmandu yesterday, the Finance Minister said the private sector had its significant contribution to the promotion of energy sector in Nepal. The Finance Minister added that the government would take the lead to export surplus electricity to India and Bangladesh and other countries. The Ministry of Home Affairs is preparing an action plan targeting the reforms in the home administration. The Home Ministry Reform Action Plan is in the offing by revising action plan launched in the year 2021. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narin Kwaji Sresta said the government was preparing to bring a revised action plan realizing the major goals of good governance and service to the people. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged for a 7-day isolation in case of COVID-19 infection. Ministry's joint spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said the isolation for 7 days was mandated if one had fever and breathing complications in COVID-19. He clarified that isolation was not mandatory in case of asymptomatic infection. The cases of COVID-19 are increasing in the country of late. The National Vitamin A campaign for children began yesterday. Dr. Vivek Kumar Lal, who is the director of the Family Welfare Division under the Health Ministry, said the campaign to administer vitamin A capsules to children took place across the country yesterday and will continue today as well. The children are also receiving deworming tablets along with vitamin A capsules. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, has stress the need for the Nepal Rashtra Bank to use all available means to reduce loan interest. A team of the delegation, including the new office bearers of the FNCCI, led by its president Chandra Prasad Thakal, put this proposal with Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, yesterday. On the occasion, Governor Adhikari assured of taking suggestions from the private sector positively and implementing them. He said that suggestions from the FNCCI would be included in the third quarter review of the monetary policy and the budget. Today is Mata Tirtha Aunsi. It is also considered the Mother's Day in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओइ वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 78 people have been killed in a crush at a school in the Yemeni capital Sana'a during a distribution of charity for Ramadan. Video footage on social media showed chaotic scenes after the incident in the Bab al-Yaman area of the city. Reuters news agency reports that hundreds of people crowded into the school to receive donations, which amounted to about $9 per person. Houthi rebels have run the city since they drove out the government in the year 2015. Those responsible for the distribution have been detained and an investigation is underway, according to the Interior Ministry. Many people who were also injured in the accident and 13 are said to be in a critical situation. The United Nations estimates that India is on its way to becoming the world's most populous country, overtaking China with almost 3 million more people in the middle of this year. The demographic data released on Wednesday by the United Nations Population Fund estimates India's population at 1.4286 billion against 1.4257 billion for China. The report says eight countries, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, the Philippines and Tanzania, will account for half the projected growth in global population by the year 2050. Population experts using previous data from the United Nations have projected India would go past China this month, but the latest report from the global body did not specify a date when the change would take place. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province, and it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province, and at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi province and Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Constitutional Council to meet again to decide appointment of Chief Justice. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges socio-economic development of remote areas. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi sends good health message to President Ramchandra Powdel, who is currently undergoing treatment in New Delhi. And at least 78 people killed in a crush at a school in the Yemeni capital Sana'a during distribution of charity for Ramadan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.